Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Today is only Tuesday, so you cannot go dine at Ruhlman's in Ashland until
so
tomorrow.
Close,
but you can make reservations for tomorrow for lunch or dinner and stop by and see Phil. Have an old-fashioned like Sip has had several times
those
here.
Are good there.
Yes.
Have the sirloin like you've had also. The cookie skillet, of course, is a wonderful thing to have at Ruhlman's. Highway 6 in Ashland open Wednesday through Sunday. For lunch and dinner.
And you can park right over there at that Runs and just kind of stake it out and just see if Phil walks out. Yep. Catch him for an autograph, and he'd like you. He'll do a photo op with you.
It's really, it is, honestly, a very good parking situation there.
Yeah, the parking's incredible. You got the back area also.
Back area is very useful, and it's just, it's tidy. It's tidy.
Yes.
It's safe. It's lit well. There's no
When I parked back there for our event, and I walked in, I felt safe. I did. I felt very safe.
Safety.
Safety. You're in Ashland. It was safe. It was well lit.
It's classy. It's tidy. It's safe.
It is.
Room is steakhouse parking.
It's clean for
It's just Phil at the highest level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he makes sure the bathrooms are clean. I don't want to go into bathrooms.
They are clean bathrooms.
But he's very intent on that.
As good as Bucky's? Are they as clean as Bucky's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. Since you asked. But Bucky's is remarkable that way.
They have full-time attendants that work in the bathroom. You say hi to guys. When you walk into Bucky's, you walk in, there's a couple guys like that who are just like, what's going on? We're just making sure the bathrooms are perfect.
Ruhlman's and Bucky's are the closest thing you'll get to paradise on this earth.
100. Right there.
Down, Phil. Put on a t-shirt there. Ruhlman's Steakhouse, Highway 6 to Ashland. Okay, so last night we talked about the games. The Dolphins beat the Jets and the Broncos beat the Bengals. Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
Monday night football in the history of time has been one game. Yep. You think about Cosell back in the day, right? You think about the famous broadcast.
What would that be?
Better Time.
Better Time. Dandy Don.
Were there two broadcasts those
GIF?
Nights?
GIF.
Alex Karras.
No.
Alex Karras. Yes.
Monday Night Football was meant for one. I mean, you pay Troy Aikman and Joe Buck massive amounts of money because that's the game. There's not two games of a 6:15 game and a 7:15 game.
Preach.
That overlap. We don't need two games ever again. And they do this the first couple weeks of the season. For some reason, I don't understand why. I don't get it. We don't need more Chris Fowler and Orlovsky and Riddick. It's Buckman. Sorry, but it's Aikman. It's Aikman.
Bellman.
It's Aikman and it's Buck.
It's Bill Ruhlman also.
It's Buck and Aikman. That's it. Right, That's all you need.
Right. Buckman.
And so if you're a Dolphins fan like me, I wanted to hear, you know, Buck and Aikman last night. I got Fowler and Riddick and Orlovsky.
I hear you.
Crap. Why?
It's gratuitous.
Why do we do this?
It's gratuitous on the NFL's part. They're taking advantage of the popularity. They can. You know why they did it? Because they can. Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
I kind of have a little bit of, not even a pushback, because I wouldn't want it every time.
What's
I'm like, okay. They have the one game sometimes that they start with
an hour earlier.
But they're like, sometimes they're like 3 hours apart.
I think in the first week they did that.
The West Coast game.
Yeah.
It kind of helps the West Coast out a little bit because. Also, I said, if you want to watch some games like that, it is hard when this the timing of Monday Night Football. I remember being on the West Coast one time. I don't know what's going on. There's like, my buddy's like going, I'm going to watch Monday Night Football. He's leaving work early. You have to leave work early because it kicks off like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Odd. Yep.
Very odd. Yeah.
That'd be hard to get used to. I agree with Jake 100%. I'm putting myself in your shoes as a Dolphins fan. You would have the opportunity to get Aikman and Buck, and it would be cool. Aikman and Buck shouts big time.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Those other guys don't.
Monday night is supposed to be, it's prime time, national audience.
Right. They shout big time. When they're on the screen, which I saw them on the other game, I was like, okay, that must be the bigger game because Aikman and Buck are there. But I can see as a Dolphins fan, you want those guys there because it the magnitude of the event escalates because they're there.
You're trying to show, is your chance to showcase your stadium, your team to the nation, and now you have, you're splitting the audience between that game and the other. Yes, you can watch both on the split screen, but it's not the same as being only one screen, watching one game like it's supposed to be a Monday night.
And you don't have Buckman.
Aikman and Buck. Did not. Bothered me.
Was it 2 years ago? When did that get dissolved? They were with Fox, right?
They were. That was
3 years
ago? 2 or 3 years ago, yes.
They were so awesome at Fox.
They were.
And well, are they still awesome?
In the Monday night game? Oh, they're still awesome, but you get, just watch down the road here. You're going to get games that going like, I have zero interest in this. The team that's playing right now, they're 1-5. Right? That's why the NBC night game is so good, because they can flex that game.
They do.
And it's always, that game is always great. Always. And
hey, we can engage Bill in a discussion that we used to love. I love List, and I love talking about announcer teams, and I've always been of the mind that Buck and Aikman are the best. The best. Aikman is incredible as an analyst.
Incredible. Both of them are. Yeah, they're my number one.
Okay.
It's not I even wonder, close. No, really? Not even
did you
close.
Have a two?
Now, well, back when it was, yeah, when it was Collinsworth and Al Michaels.
That was good.
And I like, and Tirico's,
they had a time.
Mike Tirico's fine.
Tirico's
like,
good.
I like Collinsworth.
I like him,
a lot.
So I'm good with both, but I love Collinsworth. People always.
He's
always
great.
Dogging him. I go,
he's
no.
He's so good.
No, he's so good.
He's good.
Absolutely love him.
So Tarico Collinsworth, that's good.
That's probably that's number good. Two.
That's number two. They're really good.
That's two. I like Tarico too.
But like this forcing of Al Michaels and Herb Street, it doesn't work on Thursday Night Football.
How you feel about Herb Street, Bill?
What's that? I don't mind him. I think he's really good. I like the division. I like NFL announcers, yes. And I like college announcers. I like it. Imagine all of a sudden if Woe Nelly was doing the NFL back in our day. Imagine that.
I don't think I'd like that.
Can you imagine that? No. It would not be any good. I don't want Madden doing USC Michigan.
No.
I don't
this
want
doesn't
no.
doesn't sound right
I, no,
at all.
I don't want that.
Hmm.
I
mean, so you think Herbie should just do college?
I like the division. I do
too.
But I don't listen to him real close, but he's always good. But my point is, that's really hard. If you all of a sudden, who are the NBA insiders? That's what they do. College, but that's what they do. I can't imagine all of a sudden when it gets to about today, Herb Street has to be able to spend all of his time getting ready for Thursday night's game. Then that game, there has to be college done in between that time. Then that game's over whatever time. He probably gets done at 1, 2 in the morning Thursday night. Then it's Friday, and he's on a plane to go wherever they're going to go college for game, college. Dude. And so it's a whole different setting. So that I like the division. I don't want Aikman and Buck doing a game on Saturday than a game on Sunday. No, I just like them doing their game.
Yeah. They're incredible.
You don't want to hear those guys calling a college game. They are NFL dudes. Yeah. Buck, Aikman are NFL.
Buck gets criticized, right?
Everyone gets criticized. All those guys get criticized.
I'm telling you.
They all do.
That came up one time. It's like hey, what would it be like to be that guy? Just read. First of all, it's like 5% of the people, they're the only ones you hear. But I mean, they'll kill Tony Romo. They kill everybody. They're idiots. Everyone's an idiot.
You know what the good news is on that, though? I think at this point, the criticism there's no meaning to it anymore. I tell young guys, who cares if they're criticizing you? It doesn't matter because there's so much of it. It's washed itself out. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, and generally, most of the criticism all comes from one thing. Somehow they feel that their team has been slighted. That's the only reason.
Always.
That's the number one thing like that. Well, it's pretty obvious that Aikman wants he wants the Broncos to win. Like that. No, not
he doesn't care.
No,
he doesn't care at all.
There's no way he's watched the game last night going like, can't believe this is going on out there. No, he doesn't care. He's calling the game.
When we come back, Bills, Thrills, and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.